All right, so today we're diving deep into Olympique Lyonnais. And we're going way beyond the scores and standings this time. You give me some really interesting stuff to work with, a mix of their history, some stats that caught my eye, even some insights into their women's team. So what we're really trying to figure out is what makes this club tick? What makes them unique, both on and off the field? But I think we're going to find some pretty surprising stuff along the way.
Oh, absolutely. I think you're going to be impressed. Lyon is a team with a serious legacy of excellence. This isn't just some team that had a good season or two. They've been at the top of French football for a long time.
Yeah, and that's what really jumped out at me. Seven consecutive championships between 2002 and 2008. I mean, even I know that's got to be some kind of record.
It is. It's incredibly rare in any sport.
Yeah.
That kind of dominance over such a long period, they were known for these high-scoring games, just racking up goals left and right. And their home stadium, Groupama Stadium, it was basically a fortress. Opponents absolutely hated going there.
All right, so we know they were winning, but one thing that kept coming up in the research was their youth academy. I mean, it's like they've got this secret weapon, constantly churning out amazing talent.
Yeah, it's not really a secret, but it is a huge part of what makes Lyon so special. Their youth academy is considered one of the best in the world, and it's a big reason why they've been so successful for so long. They've really developed a system that identifies and nurtures talent from a young age, and it's been paying off for decades.
So it's not just about buying big name players then. It's about building something from the ground up.
Exactly. And that's what's so interesting about their academy. They don't just focus on raw talent. They look for players who fit their philosophy, technical skill, tactical awareness, and a strong work ethic. They've really created a culture that fosters both individual growth and collective success.
And you see the results, right? Names like Lacazette and Cherki, both products of the academy. Lacazette went on to be a huge star and even came back to captain the team. And Cherki, well, he's got everyone excited. So for our listeners out there, think of it this way. The Youth Academy is a window into a team's future. It tells you about their commitment to long-term success and their ability to adapt and stay competitive.
Absolutely. And it can even have an impact on things like betting odds. A team with a strong academy is often seen as a safer bet because even if they lose key players, they know there's a pipeline of talent coming through.
Now, speaking of betting, our research included some really interesting stats about Lyon's performance.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to be a gambler to find this stuff fascinating because it really reveals patterns in how the team performs. For example, they've got a massive home advantage.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Especially against weaker opponents.
Hmm.
At Groupama Stadium, they just feed off the energy of their fans and they consistently dominate. It's a combination of things, I think. The familiar environment, the vocal crowd, maybe even a psychological edge over the visiting team.
Yeah, it's not just about being on their home turf. It's about the whole atmosphere, the energy,
Yeah.
and how that impacts the players. But when they're on the road, it sounds like things get a little less predictable.
That's right. While they're still a tough opponent on the road, the stats show that they tend to concede more goals when they're away. They don't have that same comfort level, the familiar stadium, the home crowd, and they have to deal with a hostile crowd and potentially different playing conditions.
Yeah, that makes sense. Taking away that home field advantage, it definitely adds a layer of complexity and risk, even for a top team. And speaking of high-stakes games, the research mentioned that matches against rivals like PSG or Marseille, those are just a whole different animal.
Oh, yeah. Those games are intense. More goals, more intensity, and just a lot more on the line. The rivalry runs deep, the emotions are high. You're almost guaranteed to see some incredible football.
So those are the games to circle on your calendar, right? Even if you're not placing bets. Those are the showdowns that capture the true spirit and passion of the sport. All right, but get ready for a complete change of pace now. Because we're about to dive into a team that's shattering records and expectations in the world of women's football. The Olympique Lyonnais women's team.
This is a truly remarkable team. They're not just dominant in France. They've consistently been one of the top teams in all of Europe. They've won a record 8 Champions League titles. They're just a powerhouse on the pitch. And they're a real testament to how much women's football is growing worldwide.
It's inspiring to see how they've raised the bar and redefined what's possible in women's football. They're not just winning, they're dominating, and they're doing it with such style and determination. It's captivating fans all over the world.
Absolutely. Their success is a powerful reminder. That talent and athleticism, they just transcend gender. These women are elite athletes competing at the highest level, and they deserve to be celebrated and recognized, just like their male counterparts.
And for our listeners out there, think about what this means for the future of women's sports. The Lean Women's team is paving the way for greater visibility, investment opportunities for female athletes everywhere. It's a real game changer. And it's incredibly exciting to see.
It really is. They're role models, inspiring young girls to dream big and pursue their athletic passions. And their impact extends beyond the pitch. They're challenging traditional notions of gender roles and promoting equality in all aspects of society.
Okay, so we've covered their legacy, their youth academy, their dominance at home, and their incredible women's team. But what about the future of Olympique Lyonnais? Our research mentioned a change in ownership recently. John Texter, what can you tell us about him?
Well, it's definitely something to keep an eye on. John Texter is an American businessman with a background in sports and entertainment. He's known for being ambitious and for his willingness to invest and build and win in organizations. So his arrival has definitely generated a lot of buzz and speculation about what direction he'll take the club in.
So new owner, new era. Does this mean we could see some big changes in their approach, their strategies? Maybe even their style of play.
It's definitely possible. He's already talked about wanting to bring Lyon back to the top of French football and making them a regular contender in the Champions League. And he's also hinted at investing even more in the youth academy and infrastructure, which suggests he's got a long-term vision for the club.
So building on their strengths, but also injecting some new ideas and resources. That sounds promising. But regaining dominance in League One won't be easy. PSG, their main rival, has been on a tear lately.
That's true. PSG has become a real force, both domestically and in Europe. They've got a ton of financial resources and a star-studded lineup, so they're definitely a formidable opponent.
Yeah, sounds like we've got a thrilling rivalry brewing here. Two powerhouse clubs battling for supremacy. The kind of drama that keeps fans on the edge of their seats.
And that's what makes following football so captivating. The constant evolution, the unexpected twists and turns, the emergence of new stars and rivalries. It's a sport that never stands still. And Olympique Lyonnais is right at the heart of it all.
We've uncovered a lot about this club today. From their historical dominance to the commitment to youth development, their exciting home advantage, their incredible women's team, and the potential impact of their new ownership. But now I want to turn things over to you, the listener. What stood out to you in this deep dive? What aspects of Olympique Lyonnais resonated the most?
Was it their legacy of winning? The fascinating way their youth academy shapes the club's future? Or maybe the way they transform Groupama Stadium into a fortress when playing at home? Maybe you were inspired by the dominance and determination of the Lyon women's team. Their story is a testament to the power of dedication and the growing global recognition of women's sports.
Or maybe you're intrigued by the potential shakeups and bold moves that might come with John Texter at the helm. Could this new ownership be the start of another golden era for Lyon?
It's a question that'll unfold in the coming seasons, for sure. Will they reclaim their spot at the top of French football? Will they become a dominant force in the Champions League?
Well, we've only scratched the surface of Olympique Lyonnais in this deep dive, but hopefully we've given you a glimpse into what makes this club so much more than just a team.
They're a symbol of resilience, ambition, and a deep connection with their city and their fans. And whether you're a diehard football enthusiast, or just starting to explore the sport, there's something really captivating about their story.
So what's next? Well, we encourage you to keep exploring. Maybe watch a Lyon match and experience that energy firsthand.
Yeah, dive deeper into their youth academy. See how they're shaping the future of the sport.
Or if you're feeling adventurous, maybe even explore the world of sports betting, responsibly, of course, and see if you can predict Lyon's next big move.
No matter how you choose to engage, though, we hope this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and given you a new appreciation for Olympique Lyonnais. Their journey is far from over, and we can't wait to see what exciting chapters they write next. Or were you just blown away by those stats about their home record?
Yeah, that was pretty wild. But you know what I think? It all comes back to this. Olympique Lyonnais, they're more than just a football team. They represent something special, a certain spirit. And I think that's what we've really uncovered in this deep dive.
I agree. They've got a rich history, a commitment to developing young talent, and a real connection with their community. They're definitely a club with a unique identity.
So what's the takeaway for our listeners? Well, I think it's this. Even if you're not a diehard football fan, there's something about Olympique Lyonnais that can resonate with anyone. It's about passion, dedication, and striving for excellence in everything you do.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And who knows what the future holds for Lyon. They could be on the verge of another incredible run.
Well, that's the beauty of it, right? We get to watch and see what happens. And who knows? Maybe we'll be back for another deep dive sometime to see how the story unfolds.
I'm in.
All right, folks, that's going to do it for this deep dive on Olympique Lyonnais. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you next time.